Wow. Christina couldn't help the word that popped out when she looked up and saw the man striding with purpose across the grass. He was tall and muscular, like all these special ops types her brother worked with. But there was something more about this one that caught her eye. Maybe it was the tattoos on his arms and back. He'd removed his shirt and dropped it on the grass before picking up the volleyball someone tossed over, and Christina had to make sure her tongue wasn't hanging out as all that muscle rippled in the sunlight. What? Her sister-in-law asked, swiveling her head to look at the group of seriously fine military men playing volleyball in her backyard. Christina took a sip of the sweet raspberry smoothie Evie had made and shook her head.
Nothing. Just a little overwhelmed by all the man chest on display.
She shifted in her seat, a little surprised and even, yes, a little uncomfortable with the zinging sensations happening in the region of her lady parts as Mr. Muscles lifted the volleyball high in the air and then lobbed it toward the other side of the net. Seriously, her body had to pick now to perk up. Evie laughed.
They are rather fun to look at, aren't they?
She leaned back and patted her belly. It was soft and round with the babies growing inside. Christina felt a pang of envy. Not over the babies in particular, since she wasn't quite sure how she felt about bringing a child into the world, but over the general contentedness that Evie had with
Matt. Not that it hadn't been rough going for a while.
Evie had been in love with Matt since forever, and Matt had been stupid enough to nearly ruin the whole thing when they were teenagers. Thankfully, they'd figured it out. It had taken 10 years, but Evie didn't look like she'd trade her happiness now for anything.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, Evie said softly,
and Christina knew her sadness must have shown on her face. She sipped her drink and tried to look nonchalant.
I'm fine, really. It's been 3 months since it happened.
Evie reached over and squeezed her hand. At least she didn't tisk or cluck or make any of the noises that other women tended to make when they realized who Christina was. Christina Gerard Scott, wife of Benjamin Scott. Ben Scott, up-and-coming attorney who'd been running for public office on family values and a squeaky clean life. Squeaky clean. Until Ben decided that kinky sex in a restroom at a fundraiser was just the thing to do. Not that there was anything wrong with kinky sex if it was your thing, but the kinky sex hadn't been with her. If it had been, maybe everything would still be okay, aside from the mortification factor of being caught, of course. Instead, Ben had been caught with a woman named Chardonnay. Seriously, Chardonnay, for heaven's sake. Except that Chardonnay wasn't precisely a woman. She was an absolutely stunning drag queen who possessed the secret to creating beautiful knockers when in fact she didn't really have any at all. Christina glanced down at her pitiful excuse for a chest and sighed. Damn it. Outdone by someone who hadn't even been born with boobs. Which, it turned out, Ben knew. He knew perfectly well that the person he was banging was a dude, as the audio recording had made evident when he demanded that Chardonnay fuck him in the ass with his big dick. Christina shuddered. Dear God, what a mess. She didn't have a single thing against being gay, but by God, she drew the line at pretending to be something you weren't, especially when what you really were was a liar, a cheat, and a fraud. She'd actually argued with Ben about his stance on gay rights, and holy crap, he'd been such a hypocrite the entire time. He'd married her to pull off a political career, no other reason, and then he'd cheated on her with someone whose interests he'd actively campaigned against. It sickened her and angered her more than she could ever say. And then there was the money. Oh yes. Ben had pretty much drained her trust fund in his quest for office. Apparently, getting elected took a lot of cash. As if having gay sex and stealing her money wasn't enough, Ben's actions had also made them the butt of late-night talk show jokes, tabloid fodder, and ensured that her co-workers were probably snickering behind their poker faces whenever she was in a meeting.